Pig the Monster by Aaron Blabey. Pig was a pug, and I'm sorry to say, on Halloween night he'd get carried away. Hungrily drooling, he'd lurch through the streets, a monstrous rampage for treats, 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 treats! Treats! He would bellow. It's Frankenstein's pop! He'd grab a whole basket and scoop it all up. Treats! He would drool, a zombified bumpkin. And if you resisted, he'd upturn your pumpkin. If Pig felt shortchanged and his hopes had been dented, it filled him with feelings that had to be vented. Terrible tricks would be briskly invented. Shenanigans like this could not be prevented. He ruined the evenings of those he tormented. The scale of his payback was unprecedented. Tearing through candy, a gluttonous goblin. He just didn't think about what he was gobbling. Dogs can't eat chocolate, cried someone quite clever. Dogs choke on chocolate. He's no fool, that Trevor. Plig spluttered foully. Ah, wiener, don't nag. Then breathed in that chocolate and started to gag. Quick-thinking Trevor, that wonderful hound, he snatched up Pig's ankles and swung him around. With a whoosh and a whirl, he windmilled that lug, a fast-spinning dash and a chocolate-filled pug. And soon enough, all that sugary gloop was loosened up nicely, a warm chocolate soup. Watch out! Cried Trev, but the crowd was dumbstruck as gallons of Halloween goo came unstuck. These days it's different, I'm happy to say. Pig's Halloween harvest, a modest buffet. He really is nicer and much kinder too. An old dog learned new tricks. Well, who'd have thought?